It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me this morning in studio, I have County Commissioner Larry Jensen and County Clerk Auditor Seth Marsing. We've got a public hearing coming up about the proposed budget increase next on Wednesday, the 18th at 6 p.m. We're going to answer some of the questions from the previous public hearing and talk a little bit about what's going on with the budgets and everything. And gentlemen, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Happy to be here. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for having us.
Commissioner Jensen, we're going to start with you. Talk a little bit about what goes into the budget and the proposed increase and where we're kind of sitting as far as the county is concerned.
Well, the county has multiple areas of income that comes to us. And as we have received those monies coming in, we have multiple departments that request certain amounts for their budgets to run their departments, and that's a process that goes on throughout probably about a 4 or 5 month period prior to the time we're at now. The requirement that the county has is to balance that budget and to not spend any more than we have. And so we've gone through that budget process again this year, and we find ourselves in a very similar spot we were a few years ago, very short in the income to the county, and trying to decide how to balance that budget. And so we are proposing a tax increase to help bring that balance in more in line. The proposed increase that we've that we're considering now is not going to fully take care of the deficit that we are short, but we feel like this is a spot where we should be. So we have one more public hearing next Wednesday, December 18th at 6 p.m. in the county administration building in the commission chambers, where folks can come, and as they come in, they can sign up to speak at that. We had about 60 people speak in the first one on November 20th, and the approach we're taking to this next hearing is the first part of that hearing would be time for us to actually answer some of the questions that were asked in the November 20th public hearing and try to help people understand what's going on.
Now, and we talked a little bit off the air about it. There was a couple of questions, and I want to kind of get your guys' take on it. There were two questions that were asked by quite a few different people. One of them was the privatization of the ambulance service and also the possible privatization of the animal shelter. Can we talk a little bit about those and let kind of let people know where that is at as far as that goes?
Sure. The ambulance service that the county provides, each time the ambulance is called out, there's a fee that is charged to those who are transported. That amount is the dollar amount is actually set by the state. It's a mandated amount. All counties comply with that. And as our ambulance department goes through their normal operations through the year, they collect a little over $1 million in fees that come into the county, and their budget is just a little over $1 million. So there's no value or advantage to our residents in trying to privatize that.
And so basically what you're saying is that the ambulance service pays for itself.
Yes.
And so trying to privatize that wouldn't really gain anything.
That's right. And also we're told that the private ambulance companies, if one came in, there would be some ambulance calls that they would not respond to that we're able to today. So there's a certain population of our community that may not be served by a private company where we were able to with our own people.
Okay. And let's speak a little bit about the animal shelter.
Animal shelter, we've cut way back there. We had 6 employees in the past. We're down to 3. I think a couple of those are part-time. And the sheriff's department helps oversee that. So we've kind of got an overlap in the sheriff's department, who also assist in picking up stray dogs and with problems and complaints out in the community. But the building itself, one idea, and we've kicked it around for quite a while, is the potential of having a veterinarian buy that building and operate his business out of it, and we've had no luck in finding someone to do that. The building is not set up for a vet clinic. It's a little more attuned to the shelter, and so it's not been one we've found any traction in trying to privatize.
Okay, and so what you're saying is that you've tried to look into that, but there's just not been any takers on that right now.
Yeah, it just doesn't look real positive.
Okay. Were there any other questions that either you or Seth even seemed like a frequently asked question that people brought up that you wanted to kind of address?
I think just in general, the decision to raise taxes is one that has to be made by elected officials. It's not something that goes to a vote of the public. The public never wants their taxes raised, so there has to be a way of ensuring that services that are mandated are provided, and then other services that the community wants are also taken care of. So it's a decision that the 3 commissioners will have to make. That decision will have to be made before the end of this year. The input from the public has been helpful and important. Many of the questions that have been raised are questions we have asked ourselves over the last 10 months. So they're not new. There are some things that were brought up in the public hearing that we've asked ourselves over again. And so it's a decision that we will have to make. Some of the questions, I think most of them we'll try to answer in the beginning of our next public hearing. But there are a few, and maybe to begin with, let's have Seth, our county clerk, bring up a couple of things that are of concern to him, and he'd like to answer.
Okay, Seth, let's get your kind of input on it, and go ahead and take it away there.
No, I appreciate it. I think, as Larry mentioned, a lot of this process is an education for us as elected officials, but especially for just each member of the county to understand the process, to understand what goes into it, and also to clarify, I think sometimes when we get talking, there's some misinformation that might be put out or whatnot. And I think we wanted to clarify one or two things just real quick here today, although most of it will be covered during the next commission meeting. But the first one was that we've heard from a couple about our financial report for 2018, about our cash on hand and our fund balances. And a lot of different numbers have been thrown around, but the truth of the matter is that we have about $10.4 million that was unrestricted funds, cash on hand or fund balance, through the different funds and December 31 of 2018. And what's important to understand there is that December 31 is right after we've received our main funding sources for the year in property taxes, some of our sales taxes, grants, and whatnot. And those add up to nearly $9 million that we receive in the last couple of weeks of the year. And that money, although it is sitting there at that exact time, it's what we're going to use for the next couple of months to get us through to pay salaries and benefits and just the normal things that we have to pay for. So It's actually, to be honest with you, it's a little scary to me that we don't have more there at that time of year, because by the time we get back there the next year, some of our funds are negative or near negative, which is a scary place to be. It's like me living paycheck to paycheck, and if anything comes up unforeseen, then I may not have the money to cover it. So it's not a place we want to be in, and I think that's an important thing to clarify about that money that is sitting there. I think the second thing that we wanted to address was there's been a lot of discussion about this 2010 audit on municipal services funds. And I think we wanted to just go over the purpose of that and the findings of that to clarify it a little bit. First of all, if you read the audit, there's a lot to read there. But the first couple of pages will talk about the reason for the audit. There were 10 counties that were audited to see if they were properly using their municipal services fund. And it mentions one of the reasons for that audit is that they were afraid, or the state was afraid that many cities or incorporated areas were subsidizing the services received by the out-county residents. And in the audit, it actually suggests that the best way to operate is to have a municipal services fund, have a municipal services levy, so that we could show exactly what services were provided to out-county residents and where those funds were coming from, and that they were coming from those people who were receiving the services. They found that in some counties, and most of the counties they audited, that was the case, that places like Grand County, in Grand County, Moab was subsidizing some of the services received only by the residents in the out county. One of the big highlights that's never really been mentioned of that audit is that Carbon County was highlighted as the only county audited that was doing it correctly. Now, at that time, the Sheriff's Department was in our Municipal Services Fund. There's a lot of other things in that audit, but I think the important part is to understand that a municipal service fund is encouraged. There's really no benefit to us dissolving the municipal service fund. Those expenses will still be there, and it'll be more difficult per se to see where the money comes from to provide those services. So I think those were the main things I want to cover. Did you want to highlight anything else with those two?
I don't think so. Thanks, Seth. I just would publicly thank Seth. He's doing a fabulous job. We know where we're at with our money, and have extremely good communication with all departments, and so that's been a real aid to us as commissioners.
So once again, let's discuss the upcoming hearing and let everybody kind of get the information out there so everybody has it and knows what's going on and when it's going to be.
Next public hearing is December 18th, next Wednesday, at 6 p.m. in the commission chambers in the administration building on First North and 700 East. And we invite people to come. We had was there 300?
Yeah, they estimated there's just over 300.
There's about 300 people there. We had TVs and monitors set up so people were able to see the proceedings of that hearing and to hear those who spoke. So that'll be identical to what it was before, and we'd encourage those who have some thoughts to come. We're hoping that those who spoke in the last meeting won't stand up and repeat the same thing. That won't be productive or helpful, but any new ideas that people have would be happy to hear those. We've received lots of letters, emails, phone calls, most in opposition. But something to note that's been very interesting to me and to the other two commissioners and many of our staff is that as they run into people in the community, they're very supportive of what we're having to do. Nobody wants their taxes raised. None of us do. But they understand that the point we're at today is going to require a tax increase, and and they're supportive of it. And so those numbers are much higher in support compared to those who have voiced their opposition.
Okay, and once again, it'll start at 6 o'clock. You guys are going to kind of spend the first part of the 6 o'clock hour just discussing the questions that were asked in the previous one, correct? Just kind of let people know what things are and the questions that were asked before, and then you'll start the public hearing after that portion.
Yes, we anticipate this may take 30 to 45 minutes to answer questions.
Okay, and I believe, and you mentioned it before, the important thing is if you want to speak, you need to get your name written down. That's very important. I think there was a little bit of confusion the last time there with a few people, but yes, you need to get your name on that paper that you have a comment that you want to make. It's very important.
Yes, and the sign-in sheet is right at the bottom of the stairs where you would have to go up a set of stairs to get up to the commission chambers.
Okay. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it, and thank you for the time.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.